Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitel is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Phil, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Morning, John. Hanging in there.
I can tell you are. Your voice sounds just as up and chipper as it always is, Phil.
Yep. Might as well be chipper. Why not?
I guess you aren't doing any restaurant reviews these days, eh?
No. Well, I've been doing these, actually my whole team's been doing it, these occasional curbside critic things where we get takeout and write about what we're finding out there in the world of curbside pickup and or delivery.
What are you finding, Phil?
Well, let's see. I mean, I find that a lot of the steakhouses in towns, the ones that are still open, are doing a lot of meals to go, and you know, get your steak and all the rest of vegetables, and many of them will even go ahead and sell you a still wrapped in plastic, not yet cooked steak, so you can take it home and grill it up exactly to your liking, and you get exactly the temperature you want.
You know, they can put a man on the moon, Phil, and we're coming up with all kinds of innovative technologies right now, but science has not yet discovered a way to get French fries from a restaurant to a house in the condition they would be at the restaurant.
No, those things have...
I'm saying baked potatoes,
kids. Depreciate faster than a Porsche.
They depreciate faster than a Porsche. And yet, what did we have the other day? Carson's ribs. We had Carson's ribs. I went and picked them up, of course. So you set your order time. I said, okay, I'll be there at 7 o'clock to pick it up. They said, okay, 7 o'clock. I got there, and I finally was able to walk out. It was almost 8 o'clock by the time I got out. The business was so busy. They were just backed up in the kitchen, and they were working with the skeletal staff. I wasn't yelling at them. I was just happy to see them have the business. Anyway, I brought home a baked potato and the au gratin potato from Carson's, and the ribs and the chicken, and the coleslaw, now that I think about it. And all of that stuff traveled really well. That was a delicious dinner at our house.
The tips I've been giving people is, depending on how far you're traveling for this particular pickup, go ahead and turn your oven on to about 200, 250.
Right.
Then head on out. When you get home, transfer all the food into some oven-safe containers, which is probably a good idea anyway. As soon as you get food back from an outside source, take it out of the original containers, wash those containers, and or put them in the dishwasher so they get a real sanitizing cycle, and handle that stuff as little as possible.
That's right.
And then just bring it back, bring the stuff gently up to temperature.
Is the Tribune still doing the interactive map where you can type in where you are and it'll show you the restaurants that are doing curbside service?
Yes. It's right there at chicagotribune.com/dining. If you go to that page, the first thing you'll see is our stories on Passover cooking and how you can save a lot of time using a slow cooker. But then next to that is our we update constantly list of Chicago area restaurants that are open and doing delivery or curbside pickup. And yeah, you search by name, city, zip code, or food type. So you really know, you want a steak, then just type in steak. And we've got 1,300 restaurants participating, and restaurants can join. If they go to that story, they'll find a little site icon to click on to add their own information if they're not on there already.
I just want to throw some props your way. I think that map is so... Brenda, literally, and I, after you told us about that last week, we were going to eat. We thought, okay, let's order some food out. And I did. I searched multiple ways, and it was functional. And I thought, you guys had to throw that up so quickly. The Zoom feature works. The zip code feature works. Or you can scroll over a restaurant. Its website pops up. Click through. That worked. The functionality was amazing. The only glitch is that where some of the restaurants said, yeah, we're in, they aren't always in. So then you move on to the next one. But what you guys have done is really a pleasant service.
Well, hats off to our tech people, because it certainly wasn't my doing.
Yeah. Phil's is, I don't know what the Phil Vitale website would be like.
It's a lot like a dartboard.
By the way, Scott Weiner's on a phone line. Last week you were telling us about how restaurant workers who are now a little food challenged, there is an effort to get them food every day, right, Phil?
Right. There are several. Frontera Grill partnered with U.S. Foods, one of the nation's largest food distributors, and they're signing up participating restaurants and then using Frontera Grill as the prep area where they're cranking out hundreds of meals a day to be distributed to employees of the participating restaurants. So that's kind of a closed-loop system. The 50-50 group is making hundreds and hundreds of meals every day, and they have two pickup sites. One is Westtown Bakery, it's especially for hospitality workers, so you will have to show a pay stub or something to show that you belong. And then at their original Division Street bar, the 50-50, which is their very first property years ago, they are doing food distribution, hundreds of meals, and that's available to anyone in need. You can just show up. You don't go inside the restaurant. The lines are outside. Bring your grocery bag if you can. That helps. They have marked away, so there's proper social distancing while people are waiting in line.
Right.
And the goal is to turn nobody away. So that's the limited hours. It's from 4 to 6:30 every day is when the pickups are. And the Westtown Tavern restaurant, one of the two restaurants, is not open on Monday. So they're all open Tuesday through Sunday, and one of the two, and I'm sorry, I'm blanking,
that's
which
okay.
One of them is not open.
I can help
Monday.
You with that because the co-owner of Westtown Bakery, Scott Weiner, is on the phone line with you.
Oh, there he is. He'll tell me.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. To fill in the blanks, how's Phil doing on describing what you all are up to?
Phil, that was perfect. It's 50-50 that's closed on Monday. Westtown Bakery, 7 days a week.
Westtown Bakery, 7 days a week. So tell us just what you're doing then there, Scott. I mean, before you get to that, though, actually, I want you to tell me about you and your restaurants. Who do you own? What do you run? What do you do?
Well, at one point, we had about 19 concepts open. Right now, we have three that are open for business, and they're all Roots Pizzas. Carry out, delivering curbside, and we are, you know, we had the Berkshire Room, Portsmouth, Steadfast, Utopian Tailgate, kind of all over the place. We've always said we're a neighborhood restaurant group. We've dabbled downtown a little bit, and you know, we've got a wide array of a lot of different kinds of concepts.
Yeah. So Roots Handmade Pizza, though, there are three of them that are still doing, are you delivering or is it curbside pickup?
It's delivery. We also have curbside pickup. You know, rootspizza.com is how we prefer people order. We love it when they go direct, so we don't have to pay those third-party fees to the Grubhubs. And it's our own drivers. They're real employees with real benefits. And, you know, they're also really insured, which some of those third parties you never know.
Rootspizza.com, rootspizza.com. And then how many employees do you have and how many of them are working right now?
I've got close to 100 working right now. Typically, we'll fluctuate between around 600 to 700 employees, depending on the time of year.
Yeah.
Even those that are furloughed, we're still paying everybody's benefits. And,
wow.
You know, the food drives have given us an opportunity to, it's given us an opportunity to put some people to work that otherwise wouldn't have been able to.
So this effort that Phil was talking about, anybody that works in the restaurant industry or just your employees, it's anybody that has a restaurant, that can prove their work at a restaurant, you all are handing out bags of food or ready-to-heat meals, is that it?
Yeah, so at Westtown Bakery, that's with the Lee Initiative. Makers Mark is also helping sponsor that, as well as some local, you know, local donations with the community coming in. And that one's meant specifically for service industry people, not necessarily just restaurant, but I consider anyone in the, you know, a salon, I consider that the service industry. Whereas 50-50, we're looking to help anybody in need. Doesn't matter who you are. You know, we know rent's coming up, and we just want to feed people. There's no questions asked. And quite frankly, the other day we ran out, we went through about 500 meals, and we saw we were going to run out. So we ordered food from Roots, actually, to bring over there to give out to people, because we're not going to turn anybody away.
Okay, I want to be clear on the two things you mentioned, and then I want to tell you guys what my idea is to maybe how we can help. But you said the service industry workers, and that's one place where people can get food. Which one is that? How do I find that, Scott?
That's Westtown Bakery. It's on Chicago Avenue, right next to Roots Pizza. It's about a block east of Damon, so pretty much Chicago and Winchester.
Got it. So if I show up there, at what time?
We're doing starting at 4 p.m. and we're going till 6:30 p.m. at least.
So if I'm a custodian, if I think the service sector runs a gamut, but people that need food, you're going to hand it out as long as you've got food to hand out, right?
That's correct.
And then the one,
we're not really checking pay stubs that much.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose the spirit of it is let's get people food that are willing to stand in line and get it. And then is there something more specific for restaurant workers, Scott? Is that what you're saying?
That's Westtown Bakery. 50-50 is just for anybody.
Got it. Okay. And where's 50-50 located for people who don't know?
So 50-50 is in Wicker Park. It's on Division, about a block west of Damon, just by Hoyne.
Got it. This is, I guess, Phil, it doesn't surprise you to hear this is what people in this industry are like. This is the spirit of the business, isn't it?
This industry, Chicago's food community, pulls together for virtually any disaster. This is the first time in memory that they've had to pull together to help each other out. Usually, you hear of ills that have fallen to innocent people in completely other areas or in other fields of endeavor. And restaurants, they always step up. And this time they're stepping up for the workers that they weren't able to keep employed, which had to have been the most gut wrenching decision that some of these operators has ever had to make. So if you're on the outside of this and want to know how to help, you can make donations through the Lee Initiative, and they make sure that Chicago donations go to the Chicago effort, and other cities go wherever. And yep. And the other thing is, if you can, go to your favorite restaurant, and they probably have a GoFundMe where you can give some money to help their employees, or buy a gift certificate. Just go ahead and buy a gift certificate for your favorite restaurant, knowing you'll use it down the line. But in the meantime, the restaurant gets that cash now, and they can really use it.
By the way, if the link to the fund that Scott and Phil are talking about is at WGNradio.com, we've made it real easy for you to make a donation. You'll be able to find it there. And you'll also see, what do you guys think of this? You know how everybody's having Zoom parties right now? I am going to auction off on my show tomorrow. Whoever makes the highest bid by, say, 11:50 towards the end of my show will close the bidding. Whoever makes the highest pledge to Scott's fund, I will pop in on their Zoom happy hour party for a half hour or so. And I don't know how much money I can raise making a cameo at your Zoom party, but if you want me to, I would do that. What do you think of my idea, Phil? Do you like that?
I do. That's a really cool thing, because the whole idea of a Zoom party is to get people together and to have you drop in. That would be a really cool thing for an awful lot of people.
Scott, I don't want you to spend all that money yet, but I think I'm going to get you $5 or $6.
Well, listen, I'm gonna add to that bid. Whoever comes up with the highest bid, I've got a pristine bottle of Pappy Van Winkle 12 that I will get dropped off to that person. Maybe by the time of the Zoom party, depends how far away they live.
Yeah.
But we've got a bottle of Pappy 12 for whoever donates the highest as well.
I know a little bit about Pappy Van Winkle. I don't know what the 12 is. I presume that's the 12-year age?
12-year.
Yeah.
Just to give you some perspective,
yeah.
If you could find it, it would be more than $1,200, but you can't find it.
Well, that's, Scott, really, this is an exclusive bottle of whiskey you got there?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
I'll tell you what. We're not selling it right now. So I'd love to see it go to good use and drive some money towards the foundations.
Okay. So at WGNRadio.com, the John Williams Virtual Happy Hour. There are details there about this Zoom party. We didn't mention the Pappy Van Winkle. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Pappy Van Winkle, 12-year-old. The pink unicorn of the bourbon world.
Sounds like Phil knows this stuff, too. I've had a sip of it before, and I thought, wow, that's really good, but I don't think I have a $1,200 palate, so don't waste it on me, gang. Okay, so I'll make a Zoom cameo. We'll get the good stuff, and if we don't get it to you in time, we'll work out the details later. The auction starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the proceeds will go to the fund that Scott Weiner is talking about. Good for those folks, and let's all chip in any way we can. In fact, if you're not the top bidder and you just want to make a donation at that same link on my page, it's very easy to do. You could do that right now. Scott, good luck to you. If there's anything we can do for you down the road, you let us know, okay?
No, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care, Scott.
Take it easy.
That's Scott Weiner, and you know him from, Phil's talked about this before. He's the co-owner of Westtown Bakery. Phil, you could bid if you want. We're going
to
start.
I think I might have to, yeah. I'm going to check between my social cushions as soon as I get off here.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you weren't that interested until you heard that he was going to put the rare bourbon in there, and then.
Yeah, sorry, but I've seen you before.
All right. Anything else I can do for Phil Vitale and the restaurant scene at the ChicagoTribune.com?
No, let me just shoot something out for Scott because he gave general descriptions of where to find those two restaurants. But for those who are going to be driving and or Ubering or something to get there, the address for the 5050 is 2047 West Division Street. And the address for the Westtown Bakery is 1916 West Chicago Avenue.
Okay. Good job, Phil. You stay well. I'll see you in person someday, but if you can join us on the phone next week, that'd be super groovy.
I am ready and willing.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sure thing.
Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Patty, or rather Nancy, wanted to say something. Nancy, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, John. I subscribe to a network called the Good News Network, and you get the up daily downloads of just good news. And one of the articles yesterday talked about a restaurant owner, just a local restaurant owner in the Phoenix area, who posted a sign in his window that simply said, adopt a doctor, nurse, respiratory therapist, whatever, and they will cater a meal to these people. He had so many responses that he had to rehire the furloughed employee.
Wow.
that he had let go.
Somebody needs to borrow that idea. Nancy, thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the call. WGN Radio News.